We are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard and I both have a couple of reviews to do here at this moment. Richard, you drove a car that I also drove as well. In fact, I actually enjoyed this car immensely, but get us started, would you?
This is the 2023 Hyundai Ioniq 6, which is sort of their follow-up to the Ioniq 5, Dad. It's an all-new model for this year. And for those of you that aren't familiar, essentially it's an all-new electric midsize sedan, Dad.
Right.
Can go more than 300 miles
yep.
on a charge, which is something
solid.
That we'll get to here shortly. Yeah, so really cool. It's all electric. This version is all-wheel drive. Really fun car to drive, Dad. I'm going to say this. Some people may not. This is a luxury sedan, whether
yep.
you want to say it or not.
It is.
Once you get in it, it's almost $60,000. It runs really well. Lots of nice soft apportionments throughout the cabin. The infotainment system's easy to use. Heated and ventilated front seats. It's got a really slick look to it on the outside. This car looks phenomenal.
Love the paint on this car, by the way. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that kind of matte paint on it.
Matte silver.
It really looked nice. Yeah, and it's got the futuristic door handles, right?
Yep.
You know, pop open when you unlock the car. The performance was phenomenal. I don't have exact specs in front of me, but I will say this: when you the different modes were really fun to drive in, right? You know, your sport mode versus your eco versus your normal. For most people, Dad, the everyday average user, you're going to be able to get in this car and have some fun, right? You're going to be able to go 0 to 60 in a very easy amount of time.
4.3 seconds.
Which is quick. And by the way, that's going to be at our altitude, too, right?
Usually that's right.
You have to adjust with a combustion engine, but not up here, right, because it's electric motor. So Hyundai's done a fantastic job. I know they're really experimenting with the all-electric side of stuff, Dad, and you and I have talked about a lot of these vehicles and the all-electric components in it, and really our concern is the range. Well, this sort of minimizes that, right?
Most that's right.
people don't go 300 miles a week.
It's nope.
about what most people drive in a week. And this car will do that for you. It's really sleek. Like I said, really modern, really enjoyable to drive.
Great car.
Yeah, what quick
thought. No, I drove this car for several days as well. Beautiful car. Drove it to the station and back numerous days. Again, range was more than adequate for everything that I do, plus some, Richard. In fact, most people wouldn't find themselves charging this, but every, you know, third, fourth day, depending upon how much they drive. I mean, solid, solid vehicle. Super, super quiet inside. I mean, folks, I know this is going to sound maybe a little outlandish to some, but Richard, it has similar quality to what you're going to find in a Mercedes or a BMW even. I mean, that's that kind of interior, the functionality, the look, the feel, all of it, top-notch car.
Absolutely. And like I said, when you can put it in that perspective, Dad, right, you know, as part of being a luxury sedan, under $60,000, about $58,425 is what it's listed as. And it's really a reasonable thing to expect at that point in time, right? And that's something that I really enjoyed. I think a lot of people will. Again, folks, if you're in the market for kind of, again, a luxury sedan, I would definitely encourage you
yep.
to look at this.
Because, again,
with the electric capabilities of it and some of what we talked about, Dad, that performance aspect on the all-electric side is something that can't be ignored. So
yep.
check it out. Head to your local Hyundai dealer. See if you're able to test drive any of these. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.